Juan Mendes is special advisor to the UN Secretary General on the Prevention of Genocide. He visited Darfur in October 2004 and in September 2005. He tells VOA that although the international community has never determined whether genocide actually occurred in Darfur, he has no doubt that war crimes have already been committed there, and he does not rule out the possibility that Sudanese-backed militia are intent on exterminating a whole race of people in Darfur.
The situation is very tense and very complicated, and all the elements that could lead to genocide are very much in place in Darfur today. So the task of preventing genocide is by no means complete.
Mendes says early warnings of a genocide include the spread of religious intolerance, racism, and xenophobia. He says his job is to monitor countries to see whether these signs are present and to issue warnings to the world community to prevent genocide. Besides the Darfur region of Sudan, Mendes says another danger area is the Ivory Coast, where there are signs of growing intolerance against immigrants. The intolerance extends even to people who have been born in the country but are not considered true Ivorians.
The problem as well is that the tension is so high, and there are armed militias, and there's extensive hate speech, all of which creates a situation of tension that can quickly derive into mass violence in which these so-called non-Ivorians are at risk.
Mendes tells VOA he is also keeping close watch on the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country that has a long history of mass slaughter.
And that's the one factor that every expert says is something to look at. When the country has an experience with genocide or genocide-type situations, you look particularly at it to prevent things from happening again. In the DRC, the problems right now are happening in the eastern part, and they by and large involve armed militias and guerrillas and armed movements. But in an important way, it affects civilian population in that area.
UN genocide expert Mendes says other countries of concern include northern Uganda, Myanmar, West Papua in Indonesia, Central Asia and the Caucasus, and Colombia, where he says indigenous populations are at risk of extinction. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.